This is JIS News. Coming up, government committed to free healthcare policy at the primary level. Education Ministry endorses music in schools program and schools urged to use Jamaica Day to spur interest in culture. The details after this message.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips has welcomed the decision by private sector and trade union leaders to engage the government in discussions aimed at addressing the economic challenges. This comes as the administration is in the final stages of securing a new arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Dr. Phillips says the leadership of the private sector and trade unions requested the meeting because the preoccupation of both groups has been, how do we collectively ensure that Jamaica does not get here again?
Given the quality of the discussions that have begun and the willingness of each of those stakeholders to continue the discussion and to try to define commitments that each would make to Jamaica and to each other, and to demand of the government similar commitments, to me, that is the direction of the future. I want to applaud the trade union leadership and the private sector leadership for being open to that kind of approach.
The IMF will present Jamaica's economic program to its executive board for consideration by March. The government intends to continue its no-user-fee policy at the primary healthcare level. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says government will seek to include all stakeholders in a decision on the way forward for the no-user-fee policy at the secondary and tertiary care levels. Dr. Ferguson explains that whatever path the administration chooses, vulnerable groups such as children, persons with disabilities, senior citizens, and persons who fall below the poverty line will not be denied service on the basis of inability to pay.
The present pursuit of no user fees is compromising quality care across the health sector. These are times in which we need to be fiscally prudent, as we are in a very tight budgetary space, especially with the International Monetary Fund conditionality that will require us to become even more efficient and effective in the operations of the government moving forward.
The Ministry of Education has fully endorsed an initiative spearheaded by First Global Financial Services to incorporate music into the Grade 3 curriculum to help boost the numeracy and literacy skills of students. The initiative, dubbed Music Perfect Pitch for a Sound Education, was introduced to 6 primary schools in Kingston, Mandeville, and Montego Bay in 2011. Speaking at a function to provide an update on the results of the program, Deputy Chief Education Officer Dr. Mary Campbell said at the end of the last school year, all 6 schools showed dramatic increases in the numeracy and literacy skills of their students.
Over 90% of our students improve at least 2 grade levels in numeracy and literacy. Students who could not recognize letters at the start of the project are now reading up to 2 grade levels above their grade level.
Based on the results of the pilot program, First Global has decided to expand the project to include grade 4 students, as well as add 4 new schools to the initiative. And Director of the Culture and Education Program in the Ministry of Education, Amina Blackwood-Meeks, is urging persons to focus on more than just traditional Jamaican elements, such as food and music, during this year's Jamaica Day celebrations. Speaking at a recent JIS think tank session, Mrs. Blackwood-Meeks urged persons to use the day to spur fresh and innovative approaches to celebrating Jamaican culture.
The culture is all the ways in which we think, do, act, view the world, and build something for the future. That's what Jamaica Day is about.
Jamaica Day 2013 will be observed on Friday, February 22, under the theme, Celebrating Jamaica, I'm on it. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.